All right, I'm back in the hotel room after what I can best describe as an absolutely bonkers day here in Las Vegas. It's Friday, and Friday is weigh-in day. We've just had the single biggest weigh-in event in UFC history. 11,500 people were crammed into the MGM Grand Garden Arena about 2 or 3 hours ago now to watch Conor McGregor and Chad Mendes. And all the rest of the fighters from UFC 189 take to the scale and make weight for their respective fights. The atmosphere, it really, this is an audio podcast, so it's very difficult for me to completely articulate just what sort of atmosphere it was. You had to see it and hear it to really believe it. I've taken some video clips and I've put them out on Twitter. Check out my Twitter at Simon Head. Probably the best one I got was the actual moment when Conor McGregor entered the arena and took to the stage to weigh in. It was bedlam. That's the best word I can come up with to describe the atmosphere. Bedlam. It was absolutely incredible to be a part of and to experience. I was six rows from the front, and the arena was filling up really quickly when we got there, and we got there early and managed to get our spot. And you know, we're there chatting away for 5-10 minutes, turn around, and there's the best part of 9,000 people there already. Eventually, 11,500 people. I understand that the fire marshal turned up and basically put the arena on lockdown. It was like no one else is coming in. My colleague John Morgan from USA Today and MMA Junkie, he wasn't allowed in. The fire marshal said, "No, you're not coming in." But John's a resourceful man. He managed to work his way in, and he managed to get himself a vantage point as well. It was quite something to be at. And if anybody is in any doubt as to the star power of Conor McGregor, one glance at the footage from this weigh-in will completely dispel any doubts. It's he's the real deal when it comes to stardom. I mean, we were talking about it before the weigh-ins, but it's just cements what we were saying is that if you look at who the biggest stars in the sport are right now, Ronda Rousey, from a media point of view, is probably the number one star in the sport. She transcends the sport of mixed martial arts and appears in media where other fighters and other personalities within the sport just don't, you know, they can't make any headway. Ronda does. So she's a number one star when it comes to the media. But when it comes to the fans, I think it's going to take a pretty convincing argument from somebody to tell me that it isn't Conor McGregor. I don't think there is another fighter in the history of the UFC, and I include George St. Pierre in this, who could generate that sort of buzz and that sort of fan reaction that we saw today at the weigh-ins. As I say, 11,500 people. I would say that the McGregor fans were outnumbering the Mendes fans probably by 10-1, if not more. You know, there were a few isolated chants of USA in the arena, but really, it was like Ireland had basically decamped and landed in the MGM Grand. Joe Rogan partway through the weigh-ins just stopped and said, "This doesn't sound like Vegas. This feels like Dublin," and he was absolutely right. And the other thing to bear in mind is when Conor McGregor last fought in Dublin, and you know those incredible scenes when he took on Diego Brandão at UFC Fight Night Dublin, that was in front of 9,500 fans at the Three Arena down there in Dublin. That's the biggest capacity that they can manage, 9,500. There were 2,000 more people here today, and it was just for the weigh-ins. No punches were thrown. There are a few verbal jabs might have been exchanged between the two. Very lively stare down. Dana White had to be on his toes to make sure that the two didn't get at it a day early. But it really has teed things up. I mean, as if it needed any teeing up, it's just taken things up to the next level. And I think that the people here in Vegas, and maybe even the UFC officials themselves, who are expecting a lively atmosphere, you could just look around and just see people just looking at each other, whether it's from the media, whether it's from the UFC officials, whether it was even Joe Rogan looking around at Bruce Buffer on the stage, and Lorenzo Fertitta and Dana White looking at each other, and there was sort of stunned disbelief across all of their faces at various points in this weighing event today. They knew that this was going to be big, but I think even they didn't realise just how big this is going to be. And as I say, this is just the weigh-ins. Saturday is going to take this. If this is already turned up to 10, we're going to go full Spinal Tap on this one. It's going to be turned up to 11 on fight night. I think the capacity is something in the region of 16,000 for fight night. I know they've tried to install extra bleacher seats to try and bump that up a little bit. So we're going to see an absolutely jam-packed arena. Tickets will be exchanging hands for sizable sums, I would expect, in the bars tonight, where people coming in from Ireland are just desperate for tickets. And if there are any ticket touts doing any business in Las Vegas tonight, I think they'll be making themselves a healthy profit, that's for sure. The event itself is going to be completely off the hook. It's going to be the most raucous UFC event of all time, and probably one of the best in terms of quality as well. Obviously, we've got the main event, Chad Mendes versus Conor McGregor. We've spoken about this. This is a huge fight. Real clash of styles between Mendes's heavy-handed wrestling against Conor McGregor's pinpoint striking and controlled movement. And it's going to be a really interesting bout between the two. Mendes is much smaller, has a big disadvantage in reach, and even more so when you factor in Conor McGregor's kicks, which he uses a lot in fights. So McGregor is going to look to keep Mendes on the outside and land strongly on him as he looks to shoot in. So the problem for Mendes is he's got to somehow find his way in, and I think he's going to struggle to do that. My prediction for the fight is a second round TKO. McGregor says 4 minutes of the first. To be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if that actually happened. The co-main event, for my money, is the fight of the night waiting to happen. UFC Welterweight Championship, ruthless Robbie Lawler, the champion, taking on Rory McDonald, the Canadian phenom, who really has been gradually moving up the ranks, and he looks a complete mixed martial artist to me. He's fought Robbie Lawler before. They went to a split decision, and Lawler's aggression won him that fight on the day. When it came down to it, McDonald was very crisp and clean and controlled in what he was doing, but when it came down to it, Lawler's grit and just sheer will to win, and really that's what earned him the victory in the end. He really poured it on in the last round. He got a knockdown against McDonald, and really that sealed the deal for him. This fight, both guys have vastly improved from that fight, which I think was 3 years ago. So that's one to make sure you're in front of the television for sure. This one is going to be, as I say, I think that's going to be fight of the night. There are countless other great fights on the card. Dennis Bermudez versus Jeremy Stephens at featherweight is going to be an all-action war. That's going to be great fun. Jeremy Stephens missed weight today. I think he was the only fighter on the card who didn't make weight successfully. He opted not to try and weigh in again within the two-hour window that you're permitted. So he's forfeited, I think, 20% of his purse, and Dennis Bermudez will be going home with a little bit more money in his back pocket as a result of that. But the fight's still on, and Bermudez and Stevens are going to entertain us with, an all-action affair. That's going to be a good fight to watch. For British fans, Brad One Punch Pickett is taking on Thomas Almeida in what should be a quite explosive fight at bantamweight. Pickett used to fight at flyweight, he used to fight at bantamweight, then he moved to flyweight, hoping to earn himself a title shot against Demetrius Johnson, who he has beaten before in his career. But at flyweight, he found that the guys he was fighting were a little too nippy and not too keen to exchange with the guy known as One Punch. So he found himself playing glorified games of tag in the octagon rather than actually engaging in a fist fight, and he didn't like that. He's coming towards the back end of his career, is Brad, and he wants to be in exciting fights. If he can't be in title contention, he wants to be in an entertaining scrap. He takes on Thomas Almeida. Thomas Almeida is unbeaten in 18 fights, and looks a serious prospect for the future. This has shades of Brad's fight with Henan Barao a few years ago. Hopefully for Brad, the result doesn't go the same way as that fight did. Barao beat him on that occasion. Almeida, to me, looks like he could well be a championship contender in waiting. So Pickett really is going to have to use all of his guile and experience to basically keep Almeida guessing and mix things up a bit. I think we might see a little bit of wrestling out of Brad Pickett in that one. But he loves to stand and bang, so it's going to be an exciting fight for sure. I think that fight kicks off the main card. We've got other great fights. Gunnar Nelson is taking on Brandon Thatch. That is a fantastic fight, 170 pounds. Gunnar Nelson, a submission wizard. He's actually beaten heavyweight Jeff Monson in a grappling contest. That's how good his jiu-jitsu is. He's taking on Brandon Thatch, who is an absolute beast at welterweight. He's huge. I walked past him in the hotel the other day. He is an absolute monster. And he successfully weighed in at 170 pounds. He's looking to prove a point. He lost to Benson Henderson by submission in his last contest. He won't want to go that route again against another submission specialist. So I would expect him to come out all guns blazing. And John Kavanagh, the SBG head coach, who trains Conor McGregor, Gunny Nelson and Cathal Pendred, he's told me to expect a new look Gunny Nelson and expect him to be a lot more aggressive than we've seen in recent fights. Nelson is a real technician, so I'm looking forward to see that one in particular. And he'll get a hometown crowd from the Irish fans as well. He's an honorary Irishman. He trains out of Ireland, and he's an integral part of that SBG setup. So expect a great reception for him. But he's up against it against Thatcher. He's an absolute killer in stand-up. So that's another one to keep an eye out for. On the SBG theme again, we've got Cathal Pendred. He's looking to extend his successful run in the UFC to five straight wins against John Doomsday Howard. Pendred campaigned for a fight pretty tirelessly after a really terrible contest that he suffered against Augusto Montano in Mexico, where Montano spent the whole fight basically running away from him. Pendred's taken a bit of stick. He fought and beat Sean Spencer on the scorecards, but very few people actually scored that fight in favour of the Irishman. And he's got this sort of grinding wrestling style that means that he needs to be in a proper fight in order for the fight to be an entertaining one. And against Montano wanted no part of it, and it made for an absolute stinker of a contest. So Pendry wanted to get back in there as soon as possible, campaign for any fight really, and has hit the jackpot because he's on the biggest card of the year. He's on the same card as his teammates, and he's on a card in front of what's going to be probably 13,000 to 15,000 of his fellow countrymen. So he's going to be pretty inspired and fired up for that one. He's wrestling and pressure fighting is going to go up against John Howard's Muay Thai. Pedro's going to have a big size advantage in that fight. John Howard is probably the shortest welterweight in the UFC right now, so Pendred will look to impose his size advantage, and we'll see if he can make it five straight wins in the UFC. Also on an Irish subject, Neil Seary is, I think he might be the second fight on in the fight pass prelims. He's taking on Lewis Smolka. I nearly forgot Lewis Smolka, and those two have had a bit of a back and forth on social media in recent months, and that actually helped build up the fact that they could actually make the fight. So that's going to go down on Saturday night. That's on the Fight Pass prelims. Make sure you catch that one. Neil Seary, he's an all action fighter. You never see Neil Seary in a bad fight. He's a real scrapper. He's got good slick boxing skills, and he's as hard as nails. So watch him. Lewis Smolka, he's pretty tough as well. He was getting beat up by Richie Vass in his last contest, but he managed to turn that fight around and win in strong fashion. So that's going to be an entertaining scrap as well. The card is just stacked top to bottom with entertaining fights. It's not just about the main event. If you're not a regular fan of or follower of the UFC, this isn't like boxing where it tends to be all about the fight at the top of the card, and then there isn't really too much substance beneath that. Obviously, the main event here is grabbing all the headlines, but we've got two world championship fights on this card and a whole load of competitive, entertaining scraps on the card itself, whether it's the prelims on Fight Pass, the televised prelims that follow that, or the pay-per-view main card. It's going to be a fantastic event. And if you're listening in the UK, it'll be live on BT Sport from, I think, 1 a.m. So make sure you check that out. And even if you're not a regular watcher of mixed martial arts or a regular watcher of the UFC, check out this weigh-in footage. See the buzz, experience the atmosphere. I think you'll probably want to watch the fight having seen it. So check it out. And if you've got any opinions on the fight, tweet me, let me know. Tell us your predictions. Who's going to win the welterweight title fight between Lawler and McDonald? That's probably the toughest fight on the card to predict, to be fair. And then let us know who's going to win the main event. Is it going to be Conor McGregor? Or is Chad Mendes going to be the ultimate party pooper here in Las Vegas? I'm going to kick back and finish my cup of coffee, which has probably gone cold now. I'll try and get another update or two out on Audio Boom over the course of the weekend. But if you're tuning in to watch the fights, enjoy them. It's going to be one hell of a weekend. And I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.